This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Lots of people will lose sleep tonight as they worry about whether their Thanksgiving feast will turn out okay. Well, we wanted to talk turkey with a techie, so we called up Scott Heimendinger. He used to work for Microsoft and IBM. Now, he's the director of applied research for the Modernist Cuisine Cookbooks. The cookbooks are gorgeous, and the app with, we should note, a whole section on turkey is also impressive. Scott Heimendinger, thanks for joining us.
How are you?
I'm good. Tell me about your approach to Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, it's actually Thanksgiving dinner is the perfect problem to apply an engineering mindset to. The best thing that you can do, in my opinion, at least in my house, is not roast your turkey traditionally in the oven.
Okay, go on.
That's probably the single most stressful cooking activity that a regular person will encounter in their lives.
Yeah.
Instead, I prefer to cook my turkey sous vide.
So sous vide, as I understand it, is you're cooking this piece of food in some sort of exciting bath.
Yes, it's bath time for turkey. You set up a tub of water, and then the sous vide machine is responsible for heating that water and keeping it at a really, really, really precise temperature. And then I just wait long enough for the turkey to equal that temperature. But the cool thing is it can never overcook, and it just happens to yield the juiciest turkey on planet Earth. Then we drop it in a really hot pan with just a little bit of oil and basically shallow fry to crisp up the skin. So now you've got perfectly crisp skin and perfectly cooked meat.
That sounds delicious. So, Scott, give me an example of a techie approach to a side dish, one that you might consider this week for Thanksgiving.
We love using the pressure cooker for root vegetables. And we have this trick that we developed for caramelizing these vegetables in the pressure cooker, which is really cool. You combine your root vegetables in the base of a pressure cooker with a little bit of butter and 0.5% of baking soda by weight. So you take the weight of your root vegetables, take 0.5% of that, and sprinkle that on. And that will cause the food to caramelize. But unlike in an oven where you're roasting your carrots or roasting your potatoes, where it has to dry out the outside and then only the outside will caramelize, In this environment, it actually caramelizes all the way through, and it does it without drying out.
Scott Heimendinger is the Director of Applied Research at Modernist Cuisine. Scott, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You can find a recipe for making carrot soup in a pressure cooker and a link to download a free chapter from the latest Modernist Cuisine e-cookbook. It's all on our website, marketplacetech.org.